Hey, y'all, guess what time it is? It's the Grawlix Saves the World time.
All right, the Grawlix saves the world.
That's right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. We're getting big. Our worries are next.
Zip, zap, zup. It's the Grawlix Saves the World.
Whoa.
Whatever comes into your head is right and will be yes-anded by my pals. I'm Adam Caton Holland.
My name is Ben Roy.
And I'm Andrew Orvidal.
And we have reached episode 50.
Holy
50.
Holy
read it and
shit.
Weep.
Not a lot of podcasts reach 50 in a shade under 2 years, but we do. We do.
This pod is finally old enough to buy some booze.
That's 50 where Andrew grew up.
Yeah, the rules were a lot different in
it was medieval times.
One shot, you can buy booze.
If you don't know, this is a podcast that we started 2 years ago where we better the world around us, hopefully, by bettering ourselves and taking on self-help challenges and trying things people say will make you a better person. And I got to say, I don't think we're better at all.
Well, stop.
wait.
That's the premise of this very
special 50th episode.
We're going to break out the magnifying glass. We're going to do some self-reflection, which is a very tried and true way of improving oneself.
I love, you know, if there's a mirror around, I'll stare at myself.
Oh, no one loves self-reflection more than Ben.
From a surface level,
no one is more into self-reflection.
Who's that guy? I always say, when I do that sometimes.
It's very funny.
I mean, I go, who's that guy? And you go.
And just holding up a phone when nothing interesting's happening and just getting your head in there like, hey, check it out. I'm here in a place. And these people are now on my Instagram story. That's cool. And everyone likes it.
Yeah. What a way to reflect upon self once.
Thank you, buddy. Yeah. For bringing it back to the point.
Yeah.
Because Andrew was getting on a diss riff, which I always will back. But it was a little off.
Yeah,
off topic.
It was.
And then Ben had a small seizure, but got all of the words that were necessary, not in the right order. However, landed at a place that I could understand.
It's like landing a plane with one engine.
I mean,
there's an ambulance at the end of the runway.
Landing gear didn't come down, but everyone walked out of that plane.
When a man shows up at a construction site or delivering
goods. Is this how you describe sex to your son?
Follow it. Let him go.
When a man shows up to a construction site, is the house already built? No, he's got the pieces for it.
Yes.
And then the smarter people assemble it. Yes. And that's what I do.
And the man also lays out the pieces on the ground in a confusing jigsaw pattern.
Yes, exactly.
That the smarter people come pick up.
And that's you guys. I'm the muscle. I'm the Ford.
The word muscle.
Ben
throws the words
Roy.
Out onto the job site. Yep. And then Adam and I painstakingly
and you,
craft them.
That is it, baby. Who's true?
Who's true? That's been saying.
Who's true? Boo-hoo. Back to the task at hand.
Who's
episode
true?
50.
That's what everybody says when they're right about something. Who's true? It's an old saying. Ben's been poorly translated for this episode.
Oh, no, that's the problem. Ron hit SAP on the recording. Oh, right. So this is just a very low-rent translation.
Who's true?
All right, listen. We cannot get this off base this early.
Okay.
We've had 50 episodes of trying to improve ourselves and thusly the world around us. And I think with this episode, we should ask, has it worked?
Right.
And I think a good way to do that is by picking our favorites.
Or
ones that have stayed with you. And maybe it's none. But I think that all we should come. It seems like when we do these types of challenges where we pick, we each go with three. And we pick three things that. So I think I propose that we pick three challenges that meant the most to us or that we still put into play that we do feel have benefited the world.
Totally. I want
ourselves and thusly the world.
I want to say this too. We started this right at the beginning of Quarquar, basically.
Yeah, I think we were like about a month or two before and then the pandemic
hit. And just fortuitously, this worked out to be the time that I think Me personally, I needed this the most as well. Like, I can't speak for you both, but I know we've talked outside of this. This podcast has got me through a very difficult time that we've talked about it. And so I like, I really, Ron Ernestness Horn.
Wow, we're not even 10 minutes in.
That's okay.
No, you're right. You're right.
It's a reflection episode, and Ben's feeling earnest.
You can sound the earnestness horn.
The horn's been sounded, and I shouldn't have criticized it.
In earnestness town, right at sunup. It doesn't have to be in the middle of the day. But it's meant a lot. This has made me laugh during days and weeks. You know, that's the good part about a divorce is it is getting into a time machine, and you're like, whammo, I'm 2 years ahead of where I fell asleep.
I will piggyback your earnestness, because it's been a hard year for all of us, for just society, hard 2 years. And, you know, it's been nice for me to have a weekly or a biweekly, like, oh, I'm going to go laugh my ass off for an hour with my friends.
Yeah.
Which I think is the best thing for our mental health. So I agree.
Totally.
Yeah. I think there's a weird thing where we set out to do challenges to help ourselves and to fix ourselves and to maybe improve ourselves. But I think the podcast alone has done that. Am I right, guys?
Wow. That's the kind of salient point to maybe save for the end after we've recapped a bunch. But yeah, we could come across. We could say that now.
Move it to the end.
Andrew, what has this podcast meant to you?
Yeah, because often Ben will say something profound. I will say something equally profound and you'll be like, totally.
Yeah, that's what I just said. I just did that.
Yeah, no. I saw it and was referencing it in real time.
Andrew, I want to know your feelings.
This podcast, what does it mean to me? Wow. I'm really on the hot seat here.
No, you're not.
Look at him brimming with emotion.
Rimming to the motion?
Rimming.
Did you say rimming?
No, I said brimming.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, I don't know what I heard.
I am rimming with emotion. Right
and they appreciate it.
Motion's a stripper I picked up at Danny Dan's.
Coming to stage three, emotion.
Emotion.
Yeah, like Adam was saying, it's nice to every Monday, even though this podcast is biweekly, we do record aspects of it every week. So every Monday, it's a great way to start my week. It's like normally Mondays are the worst, getting to start Monday, laughing, joking around with friends. Can't think of a better way to start a week, for sure. Don't touch me.
It's kind of enough to make...
That's called affection, Andrew.
It's kind of enough to make Garfield look forward to Mondays, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah,
I mean,
if Garfield could have been part of this podcast, probably wouldn't even have a comic strip, because his whole life would be turned around.
So I think this is great. Let's look back.
That's the challenge. We take a break. We each pick three episodes that meant something to us, or that we feel... did change the world for the better, or that we still put into practice. Whatever the three is, three ones that you value for whatever reason, and we bring them back. And if you're a new listener, or later, you know, you came in later at the pod, this will be a good way to maybe get rid of some
primer.
Older ones.
Yeah.
And we can tell you what are our faves, and you know, a real...
Because we don't expect you to go back and listen to all 50.
I do.
What is this, fucking homework? Come on.
Why do you do that, Andrew?
You negate a product that we're all quite proud of. If you like a podcast, you generally go binge all of them. But Andrew's like, just whatever.
Our fans are working 50-hour work weeks. So you have one for every hour.
Every hour you work. Yeah, that's true. You can catch up in 1 week of work.
You can catch up in one, take off 1 week of work.
That's it. That's all we're asking.
And we understand if that week you can't support our Patreon. Fine. No money because you've just been listening. When you get back to checks... Send it to us for Patreon.
Yes, tithe. Tithe.
Roll tithe.
Yeah, the rolling tithe. It's a bow tithe.
Tithe one on.
Yeah. Come on. No. Andrew, you love puns.
No, I don't.
Okay,
and I'm not participating.
Well, I must have been thinking of somebody else. Oh, it was Adam. I was thinking of Adam loves puns. Yeah. Oof, don't even get me started. What? Railroad tithe.
It's high tithe you supported us on Patreon.
Okay. Well, I like the challenge. We'll go ahead. We'll take a quick break. We'll ponder over our three favorite episodes from the past, the ones that have stuck with us, ones that we're still practicing, ones that, for whatever reason, have just, they're our personal favorite. And when we come back, we'll go through those. Maybe we'll crown a winner. I don't know.
God, that'd be exciting.
Yeah.
Whoa, best
and then whoever
episode.
Won that challenge is the winner
of the first 50 episodes.
Yes, that's a big deal.
Love that.
So let's do this then. God, I love saying that. 50 times I've said that.
50
never gets
times
old.
You've said it and it never gets old.
Never does.
Why don't we do this?
Why don't we do this?
Why don't we do this?
Why don't we do this? We should write a song.
Why don't we do this?
Why are we doing this? Who would be doing this to?
Yes, dude. Fucking yes.
Dude,
that
that's such a good
that
song.
That was just a seed of an idea and it ripped.
Dude, oh, God, my seeds rip.
Bro, your seeds rip.
Even my seeds rip.
As Ben was alluding to in the episode, we're going to take a short break. But before we do, I want to talk about Patreon. We are a listener-supported podcast, and we so appreciate you guys helping us out on Patreon. We have ads, but we don't get a lot of that money. We get all of our money from Patreon for the most part, and that's how we pay producer Ron. That's how we do all these fun challenges.
How we buy food.
If you're on the fence, jump in. Dip your foot in the Patreon water. We could use it. Patreon.com/GrolicSaves. There's a link in the show notes. Guys, we're begging you, support us.
This is getting so Colorado Public Radio right now. Pledge drive. It's pledge drive
season. I'm Adam Caton Holland, and with me is Ben and Andrew.
We know you've been enjoying our programming, so why not?
In the meantime, let's listen to some comedy. This is a friend of the pod, a friend of the show, Denver born and raised. Please enjoy some comedy from Justine Marino, and we will be back.
My mouth just touched the microphone, so this could be my last set ever. So, fingers crossed that third booster works, you know? Did we all get vaccinated? Oh, yeah, you had to show proof. Give it up for yourselves for doing your civil duty, you guys, for being responsible and trusting science. Did you guys have those friends, though? And I don't know if they're ramping up now that we're doing the booster again, but I know for me, I had some real bad second shot catastrophe friends. Did you guys have these friends that were like getting on Facebook, just like typing away, mostly Facebook, a little bit of Instagram, but just like telling you their story, you know, just telling their second shot story, like, oh my God, the second shot really knocked me on my ass. I was had a fever and I had chills and was freezing and I was bleeding out of my asshole. It's like, whoa, I did not see that on the CDC website, right? Like, the second shot caused my divorce. Okay, Pam, all right. I told you to get those knees up at the hip-hop class, right? But I wanted to be prepared, you know, for the second shot, so I prepared the only way I know how to. As a resident of Los Angeles, I went to Whole Foods. And I got a green juice and a wellness shot. I paid $95 for it. And I was like... Bring it on, second shot. I was very disappointed. I had two mild side effects. I had a sore arm and a dream about Gavin Rossdale. And that... I knew you guys would get that joke. Thank you. You have no idea how many times I've done that and literally like four people get it. And I'm like, fuck it. This is for you. It was a great dream though, you guys. He did touch my bush. Thank you.
Hey, do you love the Grolic Saves the World, but are sad because you're not getting enough of it?
Boy, do I.
Well, great news. You can get all sorts of bonus content on our Patreon.
Like what?
Tell them, Ben.
Act 4. Ad-free episodes, birthday shoutouts, exclusive merch, stronger, more painful erections, our pod within a pod, boy crazy, decreased A1C levels, photos and videos, bonus content, and so much more.
Okay, I'll do it.
No, kick to me. Say, how do I do it? How do I sign up?
We're not trying to sell it to you, Andrew. You don't have to. Jesus.
Oh, well, I mean, it sounded good. Okay, how do I sign up then?
Fuck it.
You can sign up now by visiting patreon.com/GrolicSaves.
I do want to sign up.
So why don't we do this and you come on to my house and why don't we do this with your badge and why don't we do this?
I think you sound like Mike Patton, Faith No More era Mike Patton.
Oh, I
nice
like
work.
That.
Nice
I
work.
Love the reflection.
It's this. What is this?
Why it's don't
we do this?
Why don't we do this?
Yeah, that's so Mike Patton.
Nice. We have reflected, some more than others, some more on task than others.
Sure, sure.
And we've come up with three each that are challenges that mean a lot to us, that have stayed with us.
Yeah.
And I would just like to get them going. It was my challenge. I'll just say,
I love
Give us your first one. Give us your first one.
Wait. We're just like going right into it. I can't even.
No, we are going right into it.
Just let me settle down. Okay. All right. Adam.
Yep.
This is your first choice.
Sure.
And let's hear it. What is it?
Okay. Well,
I'm ready now. You were just launching right into it.
It's fine. I appreciate a bit of solemnity to this. Yeah,
I like that.
Another stripper that we met when we found emotion.
Coming to emotion stage solemnity. One, solemnity, stage two.
I would go to that stripper. I
hesitance on stage three.
Wistful to the stage. Wistful. Deck the stage.
Right. You guys want to go to esoteric feelings tonight?
The sensitive stripper. Club.
They're fully clothed, but you could just chat. You can just chat about stuff. Yeah,
I actually
you're stripping your emotions
that.
Is what you're stripping.
Ben would be bankrupt.
Yeah,
more than currently.
Yeah. Okay.
All right,
first favorite, Adam.
Gratitudes. Wow. Episodes. It was April 2020, episode 7. Of the pod.
Wow. Well, we were so young.
80 years ago.
Fresh in the
80 years ago today.
Fresh in the pandemic. No, but fresh in the pandemic.
That was, what, a year and 7 months, 8 months ago?
Yeah.
Andrew was 61 at
the
time.
He was 61.
Yeah. Yep. And
that was a month into the pandemic, so we were probably fucking terrified. Versus just like, whatever, we just get shots and wear masks for the rest of our lives.
And I remember we framed it as such, like, this is hard, let's
be grateful.
Yeah, what are we grateful
for? So I'm glad that we did it back then, but I definitely just think of things often now. And I don't write them down in my phone for, like, proper reflection or bookkeeping. But I often be like, that's something I'm grateful for. Yeah. Or like, honestly, Katie and I will tell them to each other. Ellis has just slept for 2 hours. Katie had that time to herself. She got to do a 45-minute Peloton ride. She just wrote me, gratitude-y, got to do that because the kid slept. It's just like a good, and so it's a shorthand for shit.
Now,
so
if
for.
I remember correctly, Katie was the one that brought this
That's
to
correct.
Her attention.
That's
does
correct.
She still do this?
She does it every night with her friend that she emails them to, every single night. And I don't even ask her. I just let her have that private time. Sometimes I'll be like, what was one of them or whatever. But so Katie still does it. And I just find myself thinking of things I'm grateful for often still.
Yeah, that's I mean, while having a kid, that's two young kids, you definitely have to.
Silver lining it a lot of times.
Yeah.
You're stressed and burnout and all of that shit. So, yes.
And that was a fun one. Funny. Too, I remember it shouldn't have been that funny. I remember
gratitude, not that funny.
But gratitude is coming to stage five.
Gratitude.
How many stages are at the strip club?
There's a lot because they don't need dancing room. Again, it's just for chatting. So
very small
stages.
So they're mostly more pedestals.
Yeah, yeah.
Than
there's
anything.
Just like a stool and some tea. Yeah,
yeah,
it's pretty great.
Yeah.
And you just throw singles up and you chat about whatever's going on.
Coming up.
Gratitude.
Yeah, coming to stage five. Shoote.
That was my first one.
Nice.
Gratitudes. I still do it. I'm grateful that I still do it.
Andrew, nice. What's your number one?
My number one, I feel like this is a very popular one. I believe the title is Stop Saying Like and So Much.
It's on my list as well.
It's on my list as well.
Episode 4, very fresh into it. This was the debut of the WAP and Spatch. If you're not familiar with the episode, it was Adam's challenge. He mentioned that we all speak terribly on
Tired
this entertainment product.
Let's give some background, though. I think it's funny on how that came about, because you came in kind of hot about the topic. You were like, I've been listening to the first few episodes.
And I surprised you with it, I recall.
Yeah, this was not planned to do. You're like, I have an idea for an episode. And as is typical, and I think it's because my radar is off sometimes with this, I was like, well, that's not going to be very funny.
Just said like.
Yeah. But we're not, are we?
I'm glad Andrew brought it up because I hope that it cleans up our diction throughout the rest of the ep.
Oh, okay.
No. I could go get the weapon spatula right now.
No.
It's over there on the counter.
No. Okay. No, okay. Not today.
For those of you who may not be familiar with the episode, we debuted the weapon spatula. It is a cruel spatula. It does not feel good to be struck with. And we had to tell stories from our lives. And if we said or like or any filler sound, we got hit with it. And you should check out the episode because it's very funny. It's funny to listen to people getting hurt. And
it is.
And we didn't just get hit on the buttocks, which would have been fine. I could take a spatch on the buttocks.
Sure.
I think you guys have seen that.
It was on the hands and on the knuckles.
On the knuckles. And oh my God, did that. And that idea came up to punish each other. And I remember Adam being like, this is so dumb. This isn't what I set out the challenge
to
be.
Yeah, I wanted to have a more intelligent episode. We were still finding the
corporal punishment.
At that point, I thought maybe we could hint at intelligence.
And then I went and grabbed the spatula and was like, let's hit each other with this. And Ben was like, fuck yeah.
And now I know. We're 50 in. I get. Yeah. I know where the pod lies.
You always play it where the pod lies. Yeah.
I play it as the pod lies.
Cool disc golf term. I will say,
or actual golf, but disc golf first is the way Andrew's brain works.
That challenge, obviously, it has only stuck with me for entertainment value. I speak terribly. I speak terribly on this podcast. It has not worked at all to correct the way I speak, but I do like that episode, and it has stuck with me for making me laugh.
I will occasionally lock into realizing I'm saying like too much, or I'll watch a TV show or something and the person says like too much and I think they're fucking dumb because I'm trained to, even though I know at the end of that episode we came to the point that like has a purpose, it is sort of how most people talk now, I still associate it with dumbness. So I'll catch myself saying it. Doesn't say it's not to say I don't say it, I still say it a lot, but whenever I catch myself, which happens occasionally, I will try to dismount.
I'd say it way too much, but I never really equated it with dumbness. I just thought it was
To me, it's a verbal tic that Westerners have, and I hate it as a challenge because I notice it a lot more now, and I don't like that. When I hear it now, I start thinking, oh my God, they're doing it, and it's almost as if it just appeared, and I. But the two reasons I picked it as being one of my favorites, number one, it's very funny. We have already talked about that. When I first heard it, I thought immediately, I was like, holy shit, this is so funny. We were listening to it while I was on tour with Spells, and we were listening to it in the van on the way to a show, and everybody, or it was after a show, I'm sorry, and everybody was cracking up laughing, and I was like, we've got something here.
That's great.
And the second, which leads into the second reason why I like it so much, it's why I like this podcast. Some challenges come here and I think, is this going to be funny? And then that ends up being one of my favorite episodes and we riff on it and there's something funny that comes out of it.
I agree. Sometimes you think they're very dry topics and they can be a wild fucking ride. I mean, Spells liked it and they hate everything.
Yeah. They're not handing it out to Ben. So if they're laughing.
A joyless bunch.
Joyless group of folks.
And especially Rob, our drummer, Rob. Just a joyless human being.
Rob Burleson, just a regular Rob joyless Grinch. Son of a joyless man.
Yes, exactly. The son of a joyless man.
The son of a joyless
another
man.
Another good song.
It's Gaelic. Burleson is Gaelic for son of a joyless man.
Well, that is also one of my episodes.
Wow.
Yeah, so that is, we may be able to crown a winner here, unless this happens again. However, I really also like the second half, because we had to tell those stories of teenage heartbreak.
Sad tales.
So we got, that was what made it great. It's just like earnest tales, maybe even pre-earnestness horn.
That was pre-earnestness horn, because we would have sounded it.
Yeah, well, no wonder we all just wanted each other's throats. There was no earnestness horn to call off the dogs a little bit.
We didn't know about the township. We just lived like animals on the streets of Rift City.
We were wanderers. We were fucking Kane at the end of Kung Fu, walking the earth until we found Rift City.
Wow.
Until we
end of Kung Fu. Thanks, Dad. That's cool.
Yeah.
That was a cool one.
Yeah.
Are you in your comfy shoes right now?
Well, I wanted to drink, so I had to turn 50.
Yeah. I didn't get through my story. I've still never told you guys the story. I was so nervous.
And we never want to hear it.
So you guys don't want to hear
it? We're good.
Yeah, it's cool.
I have stories of teenage.
We know.
Bet it. Dude. Good and for you.
Just knowing it actually fills me up like I heard the story.
Same with me.
fills you up, huh? Because that's what my story is about.
Okay, well, wow. Again, write it in a, put it in a bottle and throw it in the sea. Oh, what's okay. Your first one that that is yours alone that you're bringing up?
You okay? I'm glad we've
it's worked. It's cool. This pod has bonded us more, yeah. Which is cool. Yeah, I feel like we're better buds than we were 2 years ago.
Stories from each other's past, and it's great.
Yeah, and we don't need to hear them again. I am, which is the cool part.
I am here, you guys. I am in the room.
Are you? Okay. You come in with 30% every episode. You leave a lot outside.
What happens if the other 70% is the stuff that wouldn't work anyway?
Well, thanks for self-editing. Yeah. Thanks for self-reflecting, yeah. Sans mirror before coming into record.
Thanks for building the plane out of that 30%, bud.
Thank you.
Seriously.
Yeah. Yeah, my next one, since we all agree, Wappen Spatch, stop saying like and so much. My number two would be episode 22 from November of 2020, birding.
Wow, we went birding.
Yes.
Adam's challenge.
Adam loves, if you're new to the pod, Adam loves birds.
Adam loves to do that again, Adam.
They also do this.
Yeah,
that's
that.
A good one.
That's, to me, that's the sound of summer in Maine.
Give me a red-winged blackbird.
That's like a hard, like, brrr, it's like a trilly one.
Yeah.
It's like you're in the swamp. You're down in the cattail maze. You hear those red-winged blackbirds.
Or you're at the urgent care, and the secretary's not answering the phone. It could be one of the two. Yeah,
totally.
Exactly.
Very versatile bird.
Yeah, it is. There's quite a few reasons I picked this episode. Number one, this was in the middle of quarantine. This was one of the first times that we had actually done a challenge together in some time. So it was really fun. We went to, what's the name of that park we went to?
Prospect Lakes, I believe.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
It's up on 44th in Denver.
And it was,
give the Prospect Park a plug, will you?
Yeah.
Just on 44th, a bit west of Kipling. Can't miss it.
Prospect Lakes. All your birding needs. Okay,
man, they paid us a lot for that, and we turned it in.
They've been paying us in seeds. I remember it was a crisp fall evening, and
it's beautiful out.
It was beautiful, and we sat on that log.
We did sit
on
the log.
We took a funny picture on the log.
We took a couple.
Oh, guys, I missed that log.
What a fun log.
We got to go back
to the log.
I should go to the log more.
Especially around the holidays. We go to the log.
Yeah. Yeah, I liked the log. I don't quite get the voice you guys are doing.
Yeah, we're sincere, but you're like, yeah.
I like that log. Fun.
Ben gets whiny so fast. Ben goes zero to whiny faster than anyone.
I need to be on that log.
Burn out to whine.
It goes zero to whiny and then sexual, whiny, really.
It's that sexual black ice. It's always there.
It's always we all know he's going to go sexual. Eventually.
Sexual black ice. You mean the lubricant, the personal lubricant I've been using? It's water based.
Gotta go water based.
Yeah, well, because I don't like acrylics in the bedroom.
I get it.
See shit for birds, but
hey, shit for birds, get over
no,
here.
No, I do remember this. Shit for birds. I do remember
this. We did see shit for birds. That's what we call our friend Jack.
It was shit for birds, but then Ben Roy on the backside of that lake showed a real proclivity for birding, spotted an interesting shape in the dark, like it was different. Had, the jizz of this bird was unlike anything we had seen that day. Ben quickly clocked that, and we looked closer, and it was a wood duck, which are passing through. It was just, they're not
always
around.
That's one of
the
preternatural talents I got from being molested, was an ability to see shapes in the dark.
Oh, wow. I mean, I loved it, but I think a lot of the listeners are uncomfortable.
And I'm just going to keep going. We saw a muskrat, too.
Yeah, muskrat. Remember the muskrat? Everything's fine.
You want to hear another story?
No. Anyway, that was a good one. So Adam had the second one too.
No, the wood duck was beautiful. Here's the thing I loved about the wood duck is that it was a male wood duck. And the males have this beautiful, bright colored markings. They look...
A lot of white on the head.
Yeah, and there's some red. And it really stood out even that time of night. You could see him. And they were in an area that was just very tucked away on this little tiny pond.
Yeah, tiny little pond. Yeah, it was a great spot by you.
Yeah.
No joke.
And the muskrat. And then I think we saw maybe some longer like birds, some herons or something. I feel like we saw
some. Yeah, we did. And we heard a kingfisher, which is like one of my favorite birds.
What I found was that's a challenge that I took with me. That I love to get out now mornings or afternoons, go for a walk. I find I'm constantly looking for birds now.
I fucking love that.
And
love
it's
that.
Very relaxing. Birds are all around us, but it's the kind of the part of nature that still exists within society and within neighborhoods. There'll be these amazing rare birds and things like that. And I went back to Maine, and I was sending you just
dude,
bombing.
Ben was sending me shots from your dad's feeder.
Yeah, and my mom's bird cage. Yeah.
Which was insane.
From dad's feeder.
It was good, dude. It was good. He was sending
That's
me incredible.
My only chance. You all want to get a gander at dad's feeder?
Shots from dad's feeder. Just illicit shots from high-def shots from dad's feeder. And I was getting them straight to my phone.
You got to delete those before somebody finds them.
No, I kept them. I saved some.
Is that Ben's feeder on there?
Yeah, dude. Oh. iImage saved a number of them.
Oh,
I liked
my
them so
God.
Much.
Oh, God. That is so funny. Shots from the feeder. But that's an episode that has stuck with me that I find that I still do and that I found very relaxing. For whatever reason, it's one of those episodes that I truly enjoyed doing and I found very relaxing.
I love that. I'm thrilled. And I know, prior to this, we've been friends for a long time, so I knew that you had an interest in birds, but I love that it's kind of just kept that going.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Adam, you're number two.
Well, I've already revealed that I loved the whap and thwatch, the don't say like and I've already revealed that it's gratitude, so this is my final pick.
Wow, all right.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if you guys are with this one or not, but one that I definitely still put into practice is be a better listener.
Wow.
Listener. It was February 2021.
So this year.
Andrew had just had his second hip replacement. Mm. And the first
That's why
one,
God gave me two.
The sassy hip replacement guy.
I can only walk sassy now because of my, they over-lubricated the ball joints in here. Yeah.
I think they're backwards.
And
they put
I look like a goddamn
right.
marionette coming down the street.
These hips are...
Andrew's got two left hips. They put in two left ones.
And they're too high.
Yeah.
So they're mid-torso. They're almost
and
up in his armpits.
It's giving me a sassy toot because when you walk this way, people expect it. I come in... They're like oh, here
guy?
We go.
Yeah. It's like this guy hiked up his pants, but it was actually his leg bones.
And I lead with my left hip, kind of a boot scoop buggy up to the counter to pick up my order.
If he has any business in the park, the kids on the playground scurry. They see him coming. They just run. They run.
Oh, God. Oh, shit. Okay.
So, yeah, Andrew had his two botched hip replacements. This was the second
Two left hips.
Two left hips.
The sequel to that cool Daniel Day-Lewis movie.
Yeah,
anyway.
Two left feet.
I just, and we tried to be better listeners, and I think Ben took a vow of silence, which was insane.
Oh, so refreshing.
You've been trying to do that.
So...
He'd been trying to do that the entire run of the podcast. He's like, I'll do a vow of silence. I'll do a vow of silence for a week. And we're like, no, we don't want him not
talking.
He
was shoehorning it into every challenge.
But then I decided, then we came with a better listener episode, and that was the one where you decided you'd just shut her down mercifully. And Andrew and I would be better listeners. And so I still use that to this day. If I go to, at Thanksgiving, there was probably 20 people at our Thanksgiving. And I went in, I was like, do the challenge. Treat every interaction like, I think I came away, treat every interaction like an improv game. You don't know what they're going to give you. Go off what they're going to give you.
Cool.
Midway through the meal, I'm probably talking about all me. But it definitely is a good intention to try to listen better. So I still do that show.
I loved that challenge as well. It's not on my list. I actually had totally forgotten about that.
I forgot about a lot of these I was combing through.
And I also took nothing from that. I talk more now, probably, than I did before.
Well, you saved it all up.
Yeah, I mean, a week without, you've got thousands of hours to get
I was chatstipated. And I needed to get some chit-chat out, and they came out first. Rabbity little chit chats, you know, little tight chit chat turds. I would just say
chit chat turds,
and we appreciated hearing them.
These just feel like international candies.
Yeah. Chit chat turds. Yeah,
you got any chit chats? Oh yeah,
it's the only reason you go to Japan.
Yeah, I really liked that challenge. I thought what you both came out of it. What you both took from it, where you used it. I thought it was really interesting. And like I said, there was a lot of profound insight from remaining silent throughout all
of this. Sure.
It's really bizarre. And you start to feel kind of isolated, which I never realized until that episode, how much language makes us feel fully integrated.
That's right. I remember you coming to that conclusion. Yeah. Yeah.
It was a really weird, hard time to do that on an emotional level.
And for me, it was definitely like a reminder, especially as a comic, I think, or a person who fashions themselves funny. You're like, I better be the life of the party or get my jokes in. But it's like, you will get them in.
Yeah.
You
relax.
If you just relax, listen, don't worry, you'll get your jokes in. And if you got one in versus 20, they're just like, remember how funny that thing was, Adam?
Than you just carpet bombing them with gold material all Thanksgiving
Save
dinner.
Save it. Yeah, you're probably right. I bet if you ask those 20 people that went, they're like, we wish Adam had spoken more. Yeah. The only reason.
We kind of wanted the headlining set, not just a Star 7. Right, Jesus. Right, right. Come on. I can't believe I bought tickets to Adam's Thanksgiving dinner and he barely performed. He treated it like an improv show. Oh, he was just asking for suggestions.
My method of listening better is to just come in an hour later. I just come down the stairs like in a fucking suit. Hey, everyone, how's this guy? Just bounce in 10 minutes with a plate up to my room.
Oh, I love that. That's a great episode.
All right, that was me.
Okay, my second one.
Drewby?
Gosh, which one do I want to go with second? This one stuck with me the most. We released this one April of 2021.
Your hip had just got infected.
It was episode 32.
Yes.
We had special guest Ian Carmel. The episode was titled "How You Dumpin'." Adam brought it to us, and it was all about using the squatty potty, a device that I always was very derisive of. I thought it was stupid. I would see it all the time in LA. I was like, whatever, this is really dumb. Producer Ron got us squatty potties. He delivered them to us.
And he sent one to Ian in the mail. We kept it a surprise.
He did not deliver mine to me. I went over and picked mine up and strapped it to my Harley Davidson and rode across the city.
Roaring around town with the old squat pot on the back.
Fans saw Ben that day.
Is that Ben Roy with a squatty potty strapped to his motorcycle?
Hell yeah. Maybe go down to the Piper Inn, have a pint with the old squatty potty on the back.
You don't need the squatty potty when you go to the Pipes, though. This stuff comes right
so,
out.
I love the Piper Inn. Great wings.
Yep. We spent a week using the squatty potty. If you're not familiar with what that is, it's a molded plastic device that you put your feet on when you poop. And it's supposed to line up your digestive system, give you better, easier poops, whatever. I believe we all agreed that it was an improvement.
We were all fans.
It's never left my bathroom. Whether or not that's because of its effectiveness or my laziness, the jury's out. But it is still in there, and I've remained using it. And I think whenever I use it, I'm like, oh yeah, this is. I never in a million years would have purchased a squatty potty if it wasn't for this podcast. You have changed the way I poop forever, and I salute you all.
I loved the squatty potty challenge. One, I like that you picked it because it is one of ours with a guest.
Yeah, sure.
Which I love our guest episodes.
Oh, we value our guests. Other
podcasts do not, though. You know that's rare in the podcast world to value your guests.
We actually value our guests.
We value our guests.
We actually have an index like gold. And they go up and down. They fluctuate.
And Ian was so funny, and I still use it. I use it to put my feet on, and I use it to dribble the little bits of leavings of my piss from the end.
You're so gross.
Truly gross. You're please tell gross me you man. Clean it up.
You're a gross man. I still have it in my basement.
You're a gross man. You're disgusting.
I still got it in my basement shitter, but I got to tell you what. I've not taken it out for a stroll in a long, long time. I should, but I have not. So it's while it remains in my house, I can't tell you the last time I used that thing. But
I got so used to it.
Backed up.
I got so used to it that if I can't use one, I'm like, this does not feel right anymore.
If I'm in a hotel, I'll empty the hotel trash out. I'll tip that bad boy
You make your own.
You get two of them.
Yeah, I stack up encyclopedias.
I only use one and I get on it like a circus bear.
Okay. I love that.
Yeah. That's a cool image.
Yeah. To be able to pull that off.
I'm surprised Andrew can still use it having two left hips.
Yeah. Oh, I what I do is I put a dictionary under the left side to kind of give myself a torsion point to grind my knees against to keep me on the toilet.
Your sequel to Point Break is torsion point.
Yeah. He should have never tried to even surf Torsion Point. He should have never been out there that day. This guy tries to take Torsion Point.
He's on a paddleboard going off Torsion Point. You know the rocks, the obstructions. There's an oil rig off of Torsion Point.
The hubris to try to take Torsion Point.
All right.
Well, okay, I guess it's me, number three. This is my last one, and I don't want to piggyback on yours, but it looks like
his
am.
Hips could not take that.
No,
yeah, do not.
You don't want to piggyback a guy with two false
I fall apart
hands.
Like one of those little toys where you push the bottom and the collapse. Yeah,
you crumble right down through your legs.
Yeah, straight down.
Yeah. So I'm sorry. Whenever.
I know the exact toy you're talking about. Just the collapse.
One of the
collapse.
One of the shittiest toys of history. Just a collapsing figure.
And yet, what an image.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going. The episode following yours, 2 weeks later, to 420, brother.
Oh,
that's right. I'm going to sex that dagger, baby.
Oh, boy. Tell the listeners what we did.
Okay. On this episode, Trace Grolix Amigos got together and decided to start smoking marijuana together again and to take IQ tests while we were stoned.
Oh my God, I completely forgot about that.
I literally forgot the test.
I totally forgot that we did the test. Wow,
the weed worked.
Dude, weed is cool.
Yeah, weed is cool.
So we came into the challenge. We took a control set of creativity tests at the beginning.
Thank you, producer Ron, for finding those.
Yep, and then we went into the break, saxed that dagger.
As Adam coined it, which is the only acceptable term for smoking
weed now. And that's, if you're jibbing on some prime fucking flower, you're saxing that dag. Dude.
Sax the dag. Walk up to some teens. Y'all saxing the dag? You got a little extra for gramps?
Let me shine that dagger, baby. Huh? Oof, there's a little blood on this dagger.
If you're scraping up the foothill,
dude,
you're saxing the dag.
You're getting so chuggy housered, you can't even. This episode.
You're running around in the muck.
Yeah. This episode was one of my favorites that we've done for a few reasons. Number one, I think we've determined that I am still using marijuana edibles.
Yeah, it's definitely one that stayed with Ben.
We get it.
Yeah, and hilarious. What a fun thing. They are great. About once or twice a week.
No more plugs.
I just lose my mind.
Again, once or twice a week, my ass.
Okay.
My ass.
No, once or twice a week, for real. That's why I like it. Number two, I don't think people realize that after we got done taping the middle chunk where we were stoned, the next day we all messaged Ron, is any of that usable?
All of Ron's audio wizardry to cobble that mess together.
Exactly why I picked it, because this is Ron shining. And Ron's Shining. This was the one where he lost himself.
Yep. Yeah.
We exactly talked right. to him, and he's like, I've killed my family.
Yep.
He edited it up at the Stanley Hotel. I remember he locked himself in the room.
Get into that headspace.
And he was like, this is a mess. He made a very funny episode out of it, and it would not have existed if he hadn't spent an exorbitant amount of time weeding through. I don't remember exactly how you worded what we did, but it was a lot of nonsense. A
lot of content that day.
Yeah.
And I will say Ron did such a good job, because that is an episode that people talk to me about all the time. I did an interview with Nerf, DJ Nerf.
Right, 93.3.
Famous ex-con Nerf. And he
They called
out,
him that in prison because he would attack people, but it didn't hurt them very much.
He needs help still.
Yeah.
He told me that that's his favorite episode, and he only refers to it as Saxing the Dagger now. And I just love that it's in the, at least locally, in the lexicon.
The Denver lexicon.
Yeah.
I would say it's part of Denver lore.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I
Kids
heard...
Kids are saying it.
I heard the governor... Governor saying,
Polis?
Yeah, Polis
sex the day.
Yeah, and he was saying, I got so squeefed on that dagger, I can't even. But
I got so squeefed on that dagger, put in a new mask mandate, didn't even need to.
Yeah. But that wasn't the term for smoking pot that won it. Ron, producer Ron, actually won it with Huffing the Ghost of John Denver.
We like to put polls on the Patreon so that people can chime in. The Patreons aren't always right, because Sax that Dagger is the correct term.
And I also do know that Ron is in there tweaking the numbers. Like, what do you think? Ron's in there manipulating.
Well, we know
the
Ben
data.
Votes for his own stuff. If anyone is meddling.
And we all know I don't know how to access Patreon still.
Mm-hmm.
Adam has never logged in.
Yeah.
No.
So I think there's just one left. My third one.
Yeah, that's
all right.
your third one.
My
and
third.
I can't drum roll.
My third one is not one that anyone has mentioned. It kind of surprised me. I did a lot of ruminating on the 50, and this one jumped out to me. The episode title is Float On.
Oh.
Wow.
Which is a Modest Mouse song. I did
Float
that.
Float On. Mm-hmm. I forgot about this one.
All right.
And it was released in June of 2020.
Wow. Now, I remember, I believe you had just sustained the injury necessitating your second hip replacement.
Yes.
That's right. I was,
as I recall,
out at Torsion Point on the SUP.
Feeling pretty high off the first surgery.
Mm-hmm. It was a foolish move.
Yeah. And you,
I got slammed into those
I'm
rocks.
I'm going on a high tide at Torsion Point.
He got slammed into those rocks.
Torsion Point, if you don't know, lies just off the northern tip of Rift City.
That's right. Dangerous, right by Segway Bay. But if you go too far, you hit Torsion Point.
Right.
We're
going
to have a map of this soon.
We'll
and
get the map. But
this next
season,
for the map.
No, you know what? Why doesn't one of our listeners, you make the
a
map.
Grolix County.
Of the Grolix Saves the World universe.
Yes, okay. Please make it. But Segway Bay.
it's great for tubing.
Oh,
just,
I like Segway Bay.
Just
and
meander.
Those lifeguards, the Segway Bay watch girls.
Watch out. Girls and guys.
Yeah.
Hot crew.
Hot crew. Go ahead.
Anyway, if you're still listening, this is what the episode was about. For Float On, this was our last challenge we did together as a group before we went remote for quite a while.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I missed the float.
The challenge.
Already at sex.
The challenge was.
I get so lost as to what that.
Just your 0-60 speed to sexual whining is. Insanely fast.
Why does he spend any time at all at another
supercar.
Tangential rift?
Yeah.
Just go to sexual whining.
Just launch control.
As a default.
That's the name
launch
of my next
control,
comedy album.
The Dodge Hellcat of sexual whining over here.
My next album should be called Sexual Whining.
It's all you do. Any riff you do winds up there. Yeah. So cut out the fat and get to sexual whining.
I shouldn't be.
Right. Get there. We could cut out 10 minutes out of this pod.
I'm just winding up, baby. All right, here we go.
So for this challenge, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, producer Ron, I believe this challenge came from an outside suggestion. Someone suggested we come try the salt float tanks. Ben's having a hard time. Someone suggested
he's
we come.
The sad truth of his entire act.
I do end up there a lot.
He's having a real. I mean, this is great.
This is
he's
a breakthrough.
Reflecting.
This is
he's
part reflecting. Of the self-reflection. This is huge.
So sorry, guys.
This is huge. You'd pay $400 an hour with a quality therapist to get to the same point that you just got with us. Well,
anyway,
you're welcome, but we will
Andrew
invoice you later.
Floating.
Sensory deprivation tank, saltwater float. That was the challenge. And it has stuck with me because I remember Ben and I were very worried about doing it. The idea of being alone in your own head in a dark room for an hour terrified me. I was not looking forward to it. I was genuinely worried I was going to have some sort of anxiety freak out and want to leave.
You had one of my favorite lines about that where you were talking about how your brain got off the leash and bit a kid.
Yeah, then my brain got out of the yard. Yeah, that's right.
2 year Andrew's brain got off the out of the yard and bit a kid.
Yeah, they gotta put it down. Yeah, I can't have the brain back after that.
Oh,
it's never
yeah.
the same.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, you can hear that riff and others in that episode. So we went to Vive.
Yep.
Well, I tried.
Tel Aviv?
And Jerry Craig, Tel Aviv.
We floated in the Dead Sea.
Yep.
And we did the float tanks. And not only did I not freak out, none of us freaked out. We floated the whole time. We sat there in very reflective peace, I would say.
I love that challenge.
And it totally, yeah, it not only relaxed me, I just felt better. These hips, boy, you would never know. This is cast iron. That it's 90% cast iron.
Until you hear them clanging off a float tank. Because I can hear it from mine. Is it a soundproof? Nope.
No.
I can hear Andrew's hips
clang. Ging, yep. Bring, like a steel drum in there.
No, and I was like, is it dishes time? At somebody's next door doing dishes.
That's nope, what I call it when I take a bath.
Just really feeling the space.
And, I mean, I sank to the bottom like an anchor. I didn't float at all with this much iron in here.
Till they realized they needed to tweak your salt levels big time. And they got you up. Yeah.
It was just salt. I laid down on a bed of salt. Okay.
That was a Bon Jovi song. I want to lay salt. You down on a bed of salt.
That's right. God, so, I hear that. It's 1989. It's 1989.
I'm at the roller rink again. That one, yeah, that one has stuck with me. It was a good challenge because it was something that I was genuinely worried about doing. And then coming out the other end, realizing not only did I not need to be
all
worried.
All that water you drank coming out the other end.
Yeah. I knew he was going to go there. Yeah. Sorry. I felt like I was better than it. I had the same thought and rejected it.
Oh, I'm sure you
guys,
are.
I'm just trying to get to the parking space.
Did
I'm
you
just,
see him just implement it?
Just
he went right to it. He just went right to where he was going.
No, I didn't. Wasn't it.
I know you did it purposefully.
Yeah. Oh.
Right.
Yeah.
We're cutting out fat. I love it. We're editing.
This is going to save so much time in future episodes now that we know.
We all got to figure out where our ultimate rift destinations lie. Ben, I'm sure we have ours. Ben has found his, and we'll figure out ours.
Ben has charted the course.
Yeah.
That one stuck out to me as well. I thought about putting it on my list because it was one I was very afraid of. I was like worried, am I going to have a panic attack? You know, but it ended up being completely relaxing. And it was the first time I'd ever fully felt like I wasn't using any muscle to hold any part of my body up. You know, like even in bed until you fall asleep, but you don't remember that. But when I was laying there, everything is fully supported. It felt very relaxed when we got out of there.
Didn't you go back? You did it.
I did it again. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, yeah. It was, yeah. And I would keep doing it, but same reason I haven't been able to money wise and with quarantine.
Yeah. So that was my
I love
third
that challenge.
One.
I would
challenge. Like to, I would like to go back and do that again. Maybe I should book that today.
Can I make an honorable mention? And
yeah.
I hate to spring, but just we'll do it quick.
Do it.
Since we all picked Stop Saying Like, and I want an honorable mention one that I kept edging into my list, but I didn't, and I kept going
so
back.
Close.
I was
ooh,
so close.
Right there.
I
just don't want to.
Stop. And so.
You can set them up easy, too, which is great.
You know, worries.
You just put the ball right up
by
the
hoop. I want to throw down FNFU.
Oh,
the FNFU challenge.
Yeah, that was on my short list, too.
The reason why.
Tell the listener what it was.
The FNFU challenge was where we tasked ourselves to watch all the Fast and Furious movies in 1 week.
I had a different challenge, though. I just had to watch Jerry Maguire.
And Andrew just had to watch, and he almost didn't complete it.
I'd already seen all the FNFU movies. Fuck you guys. I was ahead of the curve.
I did not put it on my list, though. It ultimately made its way off my list because it did absolutely nothing good for me.
No, it's really bad
for your brain.
Yeah, I didn't. I learned nothing. I gained nothing.
My wife respects me less.
Yeah. And but one of the funniest, breaking down just the problems of physics. I cried, laughed throughout.
I will say we have gotten so many riffs in the group text after that challenge. I think it was ultimately worth it. Yes, you are pretty dumb for spending 20 hours watching those movies.
I agree with Andrew for the camaraderie, for the bonhomie.
So many fun gifts. So many fun references to the movie have gotten into our group text over the year since we've done that episode. I think that was more beneficial than you think.
Coming to stage 7 with a nice sleepy time tea for you. That's going to be Bon Ami. She's going to be on stage.
With her twin sister, Camaraderie.
Camaraderie, stage 8. I love that episode.
That is a great one.
Guys, I'm just going to come right out and say it. I've loved every episode we've done, all 50 of them.
They've all been entertaining. There's not one stinker in the bunch.
And I think we should do more.
I think we're definitely going to do more. Yeah. And
let's do more.
I think what's also been fun, has been connecting with people who reach out to us through the Patreon and tell us their ideas. We've had a number of fan challenges that were amazing. We've had a lot of discourse with people over Twitter arguing about, especially, who'd have thought horror movies got so heated.
Nothing makes me happier than when I'm at a show and someone comes up afterwards and talks about the podcast.
It is very cool to run into fans of the pod. I've never had that before. I've dabbled in other podcasts.
Yeah, same with me.
It's super cool to see that
in different states, and I love it.
So, a few points from this episode. We do have a best episode. It's the Likes and Ums episode with the Wapping Spatch.
Episode 4, we peaked.
We weren't doing the Patreon poll for who. Yeah. We shot up, and we've just been gliding ever since.
The graph of our episode's trajectory, of our podcast trajectory, looks a lot like Andrew's hip placement.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very high early on, and then a Yeah.
Wow, real sad.
No, I think what it says is that was the first one that really stuck with us, hit. And they were scattered now because since then, they've all been great.
I agree.
Yeah,
I agree. They've all been good. So we didn't do the Patreon polls for who won the episode back then, but it's easy to call the winner of that one. Adam won for sure. Ben and I got just absolutely blistered by the Wapping Spatch.
I still haven't finished the story. I would like to tell you my
story.
We'll
get to that at some point.
It's something that we could probably do off pod and not at my house and not with
the first 50 episodes.
Adam has won.
I hate to say it, but Adam,
because whoever came up with that stupid rule that the winner of that episode wins the whole 50.
He picked the challenge and won the challenge. That's
not as impressive, but
I feel so good. I might go try to take Torsion Point.
Don't do
no,
it.
I've got do
learn
not.
From my mistake.
I'm so high off this.
Learn
fucking
from
win.
You're my mistake.
End up with two like high left hips.
Nah.
If you stick, mm-hmm. All right. I guarantee you won't even make it past Segway Bay. I guarantee you won't.
I'm not taking a paddleboard. I'll tell you right now. I'm taking a boogie board.
I also face first into those rocks.
Yeah.
Ron, sound the earnestness horn, please. There it is. Yeah. Warning boogie boarders away from Torsion Point. The earnestness horn does double duty. I will say every single one of these episodes has been good, great. They've been hilarious. They've been fun. Absolute salute to producer Ron for making every episode happen. These episodes are often things like that where Ben clanks a can on a mic stand. Ron has to do work to remove that.
Well,
these episodes, they play very naturally. When I listen to them, they sound great. We talk over each other. We talk over each other all the time.
Each other.
My dogs will make distractions. There's all kinds of awful shit that is in this podcast that Ron trims away. He rules. He puts in a fuck ton of work. He sends these episodes to us often in the early dawn hours of the day that they're released. We've never been late on an episode. Every episode of these 50 has reached you, the audience member, on the day advertised, and that's 100% because, thanks to Ron's work.
Doyle. Ron, don't look down at your feet. You can accept praise.
Ron is a modest guy, but
Ron,
I'll say
can
it.
Can you go ahead and trim all that out?
the episode is going a little long. That'll be on Patreon. My thanks to Ron. If you want to...
Let's do Ron a favor and wind this down. I think this episode, this podcast has been great for us. And if we are better people, I think the world is a better place. That goes not just for us three, for anyone. The better you can be,
and if we even made you laugh even for an hour every 2 weeks,
laughing
is worth it for us.
It's a good time.
Thank you for supporting us and for joining us and listening to this. You all rule.
We'll do at least 50 more, and then we'll call it a podcast.
Message us. Let us know. What are your favorite episodes? What are your favorite moments? We're curious. What stuck out to you? Is there anything you're using that stuck with you that we introduced? We love hearing that. So please reach out to us.
We couldn't do without you. We appreciate you guys. And winner, winner, chicken dinner, I've won.
Oh, well, that's just... Why don't we do this?
Who's
true? Let's get to this.
Who's true now?
All right, well, episode 50. Why don't we do this?
Oh, God.
Why don't we do this?
All right, Ben, Andrew, I know this has fast become your favorite time in the podcast. It's when we dig deep into the reviews and share with our listeners and ourselves what people are saying about the pod, you know?
Oh, I love this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Who do we got this time?
Well, here's the thing. Since we've started reading these reviews, I think people are reviewing us just so we'll read them, because I've just been reading the latest one, and that is bullshit to the people
who have been with us since day one. Wanted to have happen.
Yes. We appreciate it. However... we really need to reward the diehards who have been here since day one. So this is from 1 fucking year ago. This guy was doing this before this was even a thing. Before the dream of being read aloud on the podcast was even an option. This guy just took it upon himself to review it.
This is that asshole that would say, I like their earlier stuff.
Yeah, this is a Grolic Saves the World hipster. Wow.
He's a hipster. He's a Grolic Saves the World hipster. His name's C. Tyler Lee, one of 11 Tylers in our fan base.
Oh, huge Tyler. Yeah, this makes sense now, because we've always had a huge grassroots Tyler movement.
C. Tyler Lee gives us 5 stars, and he says, I'm such an Andrew. That's the name of his review. It's
no,
just great,
dude,
guys.
You're Tyler.
Just fucking
it's right there in
hey
the
there,
name.
Listen. This is the best podcast. You found it. There are a billion of them, and a lot of them are good, but this one is the best one. You need this one in your life. Don't know these guys? That's okay. You'll come to know and love them. Grolic's Lifer, welcome home, landsman. I love this guy. This year has more or less been a top-to-bottom trash can fire, but there have been 2 pretty great things that have happened to me. One, I got married in the yard with masks without my family being able to attend. Yay, awesome. And two...
That is an Andrew move.
And two, this show which kept me sane and laughing while dealing with the stress of observation one. Thanks, dudes. And Ron, too, Ovs. This is a keeper. Heart emoji, eggplant, heart emoji. Jesus, Tyler, what a review.
Wow.
Thank you, buddy.
Nice.
He ended it with the code to get into my cell phone. That's amazing.
Oh, my God. That's your password?
That's my password for my phone is heart emoji, eggplant emoji, heart emoji. That's how I get into my phone every day.
Oh, and poor C. Tyler Lee thought that the previous year was the worst one. And, oh, just
listen,
a whole nother turn on the ride.
Rate and review. It helps in the algorithms, and maybe we'll read you on the pod. Thanks, C. Tyler Lee. We appreciate you all the Tylers in Grolic Nation.
All right. Well, why don't we do this? Let's take a break. Let's listen to some more stand-up comedy from our live show. Oh boy, this special guest, one of America's funniest comedians. Don't take my word for it. Take America's word for it, because he was a finalist on America's Got Talent. One of my oldest comedy buds. Please enjoy Josh Blue.
And when we return...
Thank you, Ben. And when we return, more show to come, including we'll tease next episode's challenge. So stick around.
I feel like a lot of you are getting these jokes. I can tell. I also can tell some of you aren't getting this. And if you're not getting it, that's my fault. I didn't explain how comedy works. So I'm just going to give you a quick rundown. Again, this isn't for most of you. You're doing great. Just, I'm up here for a little bit more, so I want everybody to come along. So basically how a joke works is I take an idea and then I go and I take another idea and then I bring them together. And then when they come together, that's the funny part. But the only thing is, you gotta do the math. So you gotta be able to figure out why the other people are laughing. All right, well, let's see if you can follow this one. So I know a guy that's colorblind, and he is surprisingly racist. Don't leave, I'll do better. So, did you guys get the last one? That's the part, he's colorblind. So why would he harbor hatred in his heart? You know? That's a pretty easy one, guys, I'm not gonna lie. And I'm gonna step it up now, because there's no point in holding the whole class back. For just a couple of students. All right, here we go. So I got a friend that's being a surrogate mother right now. Yeah, pretty cool. She's helping out a family that can't have a baby. She's 8 months pregnant, walking around telling people, she's like, it's not mine. Good. Good. I'm so proud of you guys. I'll tell you, it's worse when she's like, we're not keeping it. Don't worry, she only says that when she's been drinking. So.
Wow, what an episode. I want to say a sincere thanks, and I'm not even going to ask for the earnestness horn. I'm just going to believe we can achieve it with our hearts combined. Wow. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We really appreciate it. Thanks to all of our guests.
50 episodes.
50 episodes. What a ride it's been. And, you know, ending the entire pod right now is, I think, the only appropriate way. So thanks, Andrew and Ben, for doing this. And this podcast is over.
No,
we're gonna keep doing it.
Yeah. Ben and I voted. It's 2/3.
Oh yeah. Well, here's
vote.
To 50 we're more. Keep going. I say 50 more, and couldn't do it without you guys.
Okay,
love
Adam.
This podcast. Glad we're doing it.
I see. This is what happens when you don't sound the earnestness. I don't know.
I confused myself. I thought we were done.
The drawbridge is down. Could
we're
be just
never ending.
I don't know.
This podcast ends in a murder suicide challenge, and that's a fact.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, what a fun year we've had, and I'm feeling good, and thank you guys. That's all I gotta say.
Great. Ben's high again.
I am very high. Now I want to plug this. This is a big deal. Before the year ends, as another thank you to you all, we're going to do one last live Grolic Saves the World of 2021. This is going to be huge. We're doing it on December 30th at the world famous Bug Theater, where it belongs, where we belong. And so we're going to put the link to get tickets in the show notes. These will go quick. So if you live in the Denver area or you want to make a trip out for New Year's and you want something to do on the 30th, please come visit Denver. Come see our live Grolic Saves the World, the challenge. muy dark.
Muy oscuro.
As we mentioned earlier in the show, we do have a Patreon. If you'd like to support us, go check it out. You can get an ad-free extended version of this episode, a bunch of other fun stuff. It's patreon.com/GorolicSaves. Thanks a billion if you already support us.
Yep, and the link is right there. Click it. It's in the show notes. Go do it.
Speaking of Patreon, one of the cool perks of our Patreon is birthday shout-outs. It's like you're eating in a Cheesecake Factory, but from the comfort of your own home. Yes, we will call you out for your birthday. So we have birthdays here. These birthdays are near and dear to my heart because I have a birthday around this time of year too. So I know what it's like. You've got a birthday around the holidays. It gets absorbed by the holidays. It's a footnote. It's an asterisk. So we want to shout out these birthdays. And let's imagine, shall we? We like to do something fun with the birthdays. What combo holiday birthday gift would you get this person? Because your ass is getting a combo holiday birthday gift.
That is
Sorry.
True. And that is so sad. Yeah.
So up first, we have Jeremy Johnson, ooh, November 12th. Happy birthday / Thanksgiving celebration, Jeremy Johnson. What are we getting, Jeremy? What do you get the person who has everything, including an alliterative name?
I'm going to a minor Jelly league baseball beans. Game. I'm waiting till a bat gets kind of splintered off a foul ball, and I'm begging the kid to sell it to me. I get that splintered, game-used minor league baseball bat, and I give it to Jeremy Johnson as a gift.
Wow, a broken Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs Fowler bat. Wow. Yeah,
I like
happy
birthday,
just something Jeremy. You'd really hang on the wall. Cool.
That's going to be a cool art piece. That's going to start a lot of conversations.
Okay. Up next, Julie, and I hope I pronounce this right. Jovankin.
Okay.
Jovankin. That's how I'd pronounce it. What do you think?
I got it. Julie I'd like Jovankin. To go. Julia. This is a name I'd like
November
to get
18th.
Julie a lift kit for her car. Something that really lifts the car up off the ground.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
I don't know what kind of car, but whatever it is, we'll do it. We're going to lift it.
Doesn't matter with a lift.
Yeah, we'll lift it anywhere from
Honda CRV.
Yeah.
Are we talking hydraulics? Is it adjustable or is it just high
illuminations? We're going to do all of it. Ooh. Courtesy of our friends down at KSMR. auto detailing. They're going to do all of it. So thank
I'm
you
I'm coming
all.
In and I...
You've
I
heard of ASMR. Check
lime
out...
Lime green spoiler. Like a 3-foot wow. high lime green spoiler to just sort of accent what you're doing, Ben.
Yep.
So we're ruining Julie's car in a spectacular
okay, yeah, sure.
fashion.
Tell that to the our friends and family over at The Fast and The Furious.
Okay,
sure,
what's next, Andrew? Who's next?
All right. Up next, we've got Jacqueline, a.k.a. Jackie Wagle. December 6th, ooh. December 6th birthday. What are we getting, Jackie?
I think one free swim with the Hammerhead Sharks. Yeah. And it's feeding nice. Season in Cozumel. So I think that would be a fun trip.
They nibble. So
no one
they
swims nibble. With the Hammerheads. It's
experiential, you know, it's a memory from the grog.
Yeah, everyone goes great white cage diving. They forget about these hammerheads. There's no cage. They don't put you in the cage mm-hmm. for the hammerheads.
No, nope.
It's just a kind of a swim for your life situation.
Exactly.
Incredible cardio and a memory that lasts a lifetime.
Whether you...
It's funny that you gave that to Jackie Wagle because this next birthday, Chris Brenner, December 10th, he actually is a huge... diving fanatic, huge scuba fan. He's going to be destroyed that we have given the Hammerhead Shark diving package
he's not.
To
he's not
Jackie.
Because I got a vibe out of Chris Brenner, and what I realized he might need is a collection of different sized nails to hang framed photos and artwork. Because don't you hate it when you're framing stuff around the house and you only got one giant nail, you don't have a little tiny nail. They don't all weigh the same thing. You know what I mean? You need a variety of nails to properly adorn your house. And now Chris, he's going to have photos from under the sea. He's going to have photos of himself taken by someone else scuba diving. Various sizes, various shapes.
Wow.
We're going to get him hundreds of different size nails.
An amazing
to be able to hang these photos around
Adam,
his house.
I don't want to say this. You nailed it.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
Enjoy,
you can
Chris,
hang your hat
on
this one.
You nailed that.
What an amazing gift.
Wow.
And I short-sighted of me to think that we only had the
a diving package.
Well, I'll get to sweeping out my garage to get those nails together, and wow, we'll put them in the mail. Okay, last but not least, coming in December 17th, tomorrow's birthday, Courtney Irwin.
I want to take this one, Courtney? Because I know Courtney personally, and actually, you both know Courtney. I bet you've met her. Tim was the bassist, her husband, in a band I was in, and so I know them very, very well.
You've been in so many bands, it's not helpful.
Yeah, well, knowing what
just kidding.
Courtney is going through, where her life is at, and everything, I'm going to say amoxicillin. And I don't think,
wow,
because of the, wow, yeah, it's an antibiotic. Okay. And I think because of HIPAA, I'm not allowed to say why she needs a powerful antibiotic, okay, but I'd like to get her that.
Wow. Yeah. Well, that's cool. Yeah. And with America's healthcare system, that is kind of how you get antibiotics now, is with like a birthday holiday combo gift.
Through a Patreon
wish list,
on a podcast birthday gift.
Yeah. We give out a lot of Canadian meds through our Patreon. So sign up and get what you really need today.
You all make
and
that.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you so much, everyone, for supporting us, and happy birthday / holiday celebration to you.
And I'll take it from here. If you don't already follow us on social media, what the fuck are you doing with your stupid life?
Adam, wow.
Follow
Adam.
Us. Wow. It's tough love. Comedy. Facebook, it's tough love, Twitter, it's Instagram. Stop being a fucking asshole. It's never too late to stop being a fucking asshole. We're also conducting a survey where we want your feedback. And we'd appreciate it if you would fill out the survey and let us know what you like about the pod.
Well,
if
you certainly primed
like
the pump for
call
them
you an
to
asshole
do
on this pod. Well, let us know in the survey. We'll change it up next episode. But until you tell us that, we have no way of knowing you don't like being called a fucking asshole unless you tell us on the survey.
Yeah, I also want to give a big shout out to our producer. He's easily in the, I would say, in my top 50 producers.
Oh, yeah.
Our podcast.
Yeah, somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, this guy cracked the top 50.
Ronnie D.
Thanks for
tip of the hat.
And I want to thank him because he's going to have to wade through all of that feedback that Adam just drummed up.
From the assholes asking not to be called assholes?
Yeah, exactly. Also,
I mean, how else are you going to get true and honest responses to a survey other than throwing a hornet's nest at the recipient?
Well, thank you also to Mike Henderson for all of your help recording these amazing stand-up comics at our live show. You rule.
One of the top 50 butts in the United States, Mike Henderson. I'll just say it right now.
Wow, what a caboose. I mean, yeah, watch out. Our theme music is by the year-end spectacular Charlie Continental.
Oh, that is
great
nice
stuff.
He'll love that.
Okay, well, what should we do next episode? Other than the live episode that's coming up at the end of this month, what should we do? What should we do next pod?
Oof, I got an
idea. New year, 2022.
I got an idea, and this one's going to be this is a good one. It's a good one.
Finally, yeah, that's a good one.
Because the others have been dog shit. I got an idea. Why don't we do this? Well, stop for a second. It's episode 50. I made y'all something nice.
You shouldn't have. Yeah. And I mean that literally. You should not have. I don't want to.
Oh, well, you're going to love this. I know you guys like when I say, why don't we do this? So I made you a grunge song about that.
What? Ooh, yeah. I do like your little song. So.
This is another one of my little songs.
Well, can I just say, like a very young Andrew Orvidal, I am all ears.
Oh, yeah, no, deep cuts, both historically and emotionally. Wow.
It's from a grunge idea and project, and the song is called Why Don't We Do This? Why don't we do this? You get what I'm saying? Oh, I love this part of the show. Play us out, me!
Stand right now. Nothing.